This is VFR Katura and you're listening to WGXC Accra 98.7 FM.
Saturday, February 12th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station, including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news with a What It Was Football pre-Super Bowl episode. Then at 10:30 a.m., Joshua Freed is live from Brooklyn, remixing New York City radio on Hudson Valley Frequency, until 11 a.m. when it's time for the Making Waves show with a Winter Diary revisited by Claude Shearer today. At 1 p.m. on the In My Room radio show, we hear tracks from Yasuki Shimizua, Ikue Mori, and Claire Rousseau, among others. Then the Radio Art Hour at 3 features Scanner, Black Siren Radio, and Andrea Sanaka. At 6 p.m. on the Framework Show, hear works from Lena Lee, Vania Forchana, Manja Ristic, Panos Panalapas, Yorgas Samantas, Terib, Post Doom Romance, and Sheriffs of Nothingness. Then at 7 p.m., Laura Kuhn talks with Ken Tabachnik on the All Things Cage show about John Cage. And at 8 p.m., we're live from the Avalon Lounge with the Groove Harmonic Trio. That's Keith Prey on organ, Mike Wooten on guitar, and Bobby Previtt on drums, live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and broadcast live on the radio at WGXC.org, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikoff of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am finally back. You are now tuned in to Slap of Reality with Janessa Hope Mackey. And it's been too long, all right? You know, life kind of hit me in the face and said, you know what? Let's humble you. So, yeah, I was out because of my car. Then I was out because I was sick. And, you know, let me tell you, being pregnant and being sick, it's for the birds, okay? And let me tell you, being sick, being pregnant, and not having a car, super for the birds. Now, let me tell you, I know I sound probably really privileged or whatever the case may be, but let me tell you, when you have a car, listen, I had gone without a car for a very long time. I know the struggle. I was at college with no car, you know, thank God for public transportation. But when you're used to being able to go where you want, now, don't get me wrong, I am a very big homebody. I don't do much. But when you're used to being able to just go get the food you want, you know what I'm saying? Or just go to the store when you want and you can't, it's annoying. But I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back, okay? We got some great tunes. Now, I know the last show I left off with, there was a song I wanted to play from the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato. We're going to get into that a little later because, let me tell you, a song came out. Now, I don't know if I was just late to the party or if it really did just come out because I was ecstatic. Okay, I was getting in my Peanut's car. Shout out, Peanut. And I heard Justin Bieber on the radio. I said, no, it wasn't the radio. It was Sirius XM and stuff like that. But I said, when did this come out? Now, he was like, oh my God, here we go. But for those who don't know, WizKid came out with Essence featuring Tems. Now, if you don't know either of those artists, I'm going to put you on today. Not to much, but to this song, okay? The original song with just WizKid and Tems, fire. Okay? Absolute. But then you add Justin Bieber into the mix. It's out of here. It's out of this world. So we're going to get into that first because I want to hear it, you know. And then we're going to get into some other stuff because let me tell you. Kanye, for those who don't know, Kanye West, also known as Ye, formerly known as Ye, because he got, I don't know why, but he's been doing some stuff and, you know, I don't know if it's just for the album. I don't know if this is who he really is. You know, he's with Julia Fox, supposedly, now. He's just been a little bugging. But, you know, I don't know what it's like to be rich. But I do know there's right. I know right from wrong. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we're going to get into this song because you guys need to hear it. All right. I mean, if you already know, you already know. But if you don't, like I didn't, we're going to get straight into it. Okay. This is WizKid featuring Justin Bieber and Tems. Essence. Okay. Get into it. Vibe out to it. It's beautiful. I love it. It's been on repeat. Now, with all the stuff that I had been going on, you know, there's a few new songs I found. Not many. Only because I was down and out. I was in the dumps, okay? I was upset that I was sick. I was upset that I didn't have a car. I was down on myself, all right? But I'm back, and I'm better. Thankfully, okay? Highly recommend a humidifier if you don't have one. Whether you get sick or not, highly recommend. Peanut would tell you, okay? Distilled water, do not use tap. Get it up and get it going. Shout out my nanny because she got me a heavy duty one. I don't even know how, you know, the proper ounce on it. I don't know. It's big. All right. I also got a mini one because let me tell you. It is a sauna in Peanut's room. He already knows what I'm talking about. I literally got a mini air conditioner. You can put ice on the top of it and it has a little fan in it. Now, let me tell you, I was up doing reviews, okay? Because I was not going to get one that didn't do its job, you know? I saw many that they said, oh, it's too loud. It doesn't even cool you off. Wasn't dealing with that. So this one, it's an Asian brand. Can't tell you the name. You know, I keep forgetting to bring it. So that's why the humidifier has been on full blast at Peanuts. But I'm going to bring it one night and we're going to see how it works because it rotates. It rotates, okay? So I'm really highly recommending a humidifier and a mini air conditioner if you're like me. I can't deal with high heat, okay, at all. Peanut would tell you. In the summer, air conditioner's on 60 or 61 at all times, okay? Ask my mom too. She already knows. I don't like being hot. I don't like being cold either. But let me tell you, being pregnant in winter, no. They're telling me I'm gonna hate being, you know, pregnant in the summer. But let me tell you, I cannot wait to not have to bundle up. I cannot wait to not deal with slush and snow and ice. Right? I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm absolutely 100% over it. Now, I know it's part of New York. I've been here for 24 years. It's nothing new. But each year, I figure out that I am more and more of a summer person. Or maybe spring. Maybe not summer, but spring. But I'm going to go with summer. Because I can't wait to just put on some shorts and a tee and some flips and be all right. All right? But yeah, I'm back. Again, if you just tuned in, this is Slap of Reality with Janessa Hope Mackey on WGXC. Acre Catskill, we're in the Hudson studio, 90.7 FM. And, you know, I'm back and I'm better and I can't wait. Today's also Euphoria Sunday. It's also Super Bowl Sunday. But let me tell you, I am more excited about Euphoria. I couldn't even put into words how excited I am. Because if you're up to par on Euphoria, you already know. There's a Super Bowl in that in itself. I won't give away no spoilers. But it's Maddie and Cassie. Okay? That's not really a spoiler. If you're up to par, you know what I'm talking about. Hopefully you do. If you don't know, Euphoria is on HBO Max. Zendaya Coleman is in it. Jacoby Lordy's in it. Alexa Demi's in it. Sydney Sweeney. You should know Sydney Sweeney because she's also on the... Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. She's also on The Maid's Tale. She's also just recently on the cover of the Cosmopolitan. Okay. Angus Cloud, he's in it. He's a newer actor. All right. Hunter Schaefer. She's a model. First acting job. Phenomenal. All right. Get up to date, please. Because sooner or later, we're at episode 6 this week. I'm pretty sure 2 more and it's over. So please get up to par, because once episode 8 hits, I'm spoiling everything. I'm giving my consensus on everything. I'm giving my philosophies and theories. If you're on TikTok, you already know that there's a million and one theories about everything. All right? Absolutely phenomenal. Can't wait. Can't wait for the halftime show today, though, for the Super Bowl. I'm really kind of rooting for the Rams. Don't know why. I think, well, you know, I told Nani it's because I saw HBO does this thing where they go to, like, the camps, the summer camps for the teams, and they pick a certain team. Like, one time it was the Cowboys. Time before that it was the Bears. The Jets have done it, I think, too. But I watched the LA Rams one, and I really liked it. I liked the team. I like stuff like that. I like finding out behind-the-scenes stuff. I like seeing the players for who they really are, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're human with a great talent, you know? But yeah, I you know, I'm just excited to be back. Really excited. You know, later on, me and Peanut are going to make some chocolate-covered strawberries. Excited about that. Right? I'm excited. I'm excited. But we're going to get into this song because I need to hear it. I'm in the mood to hear it. You know, we got some Jasmine Sullivan. We got some Masego and Devin Morrison. We got some Khalid. We got some Lucky Day. He dropped a new song. We also got some throwbacks. Rick Ross. We're going to get into a great show. We're going to get into some tea. We're going to get into a lot. And we're going to have a good time. Because it's my first show back. 2 weeks away. And I'm ready to get down to it. Okay? Thanks for tuning in with me if you're tuned in. Shout out my fam. Shout out my Peanut. Shout out to all the mamas out there, pregnant or already had. You know what I'm saying? Shout out all the fathers. The present ones. And let's get into this. This is Essence featuring Essence featuring Justin Bieber and Tems by Wizkid. Get into it. Vibe out to it. Have a good time. It's a great song. And pay attention to Justin Bieber's part. And then when you hear this song, go back to the original with just Wizkid and Tems. It's phenomenal. All right, let's get into it. Essence by Wizkid featuring Justin Bieber and Tems. Vibe out. I'm Absolutely phenomenal. I know you heard that. Hey. That was Essence featuring Justin Bieber and Tems by WizKid. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely great. Love the song, love the vibe. I hope you vibed out to it because let me tell you, I did. So, okay. I'm gonna give my opinion on a few things, only because I want to. Nothing I say is, what do I know? You know, media isn't always a good thing. They don't always tell the truth, and sometimes people lie just to lie. So we're gonna get into it. So yeah, if you don't know, Kim K and Kanye were together, but then Kim K decided she wanted a divorce. Now, in my opinion, you know, there were people saying, oh, Kanye went downhill the minute he got with Kim K. You know, they blamed the Kardashians. You know, to some degree, I can agree. To some of it. But Kanye was well on his way downhill before Kim K. You know, I think the loss of his mom really sent him there before Kim K was in the picture. You know, when you don't deal with grief and when you're in the spotlight and when you have everything at your disposal, you know what I'm saying? things can get dark very quick. Now, I'm not saying he's not a genius musically, because he is. He absolutely is. But I also think he's a little bit off his rocker. You know, Northwest, their daughter, has a TikTok. Almost everybody does, especially children, okay? It's just a part of the norm nowadays. Maybe not, you know, I can't tell you if my kid will, but let me tell you, I'm on TikTok a lot, all right? I don't necessarily think it's a kid's app, but, you know, you can set it up to where kids don't see certain things if you're on it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. North has a TikTok, and Kanye felt that it, you know, wasn't good and that she needs to be off of it. And, you know, it's not just North's. It says Kim and North, okay? Kim is on it. So I don't really know. I think Kanye is upset that he can't, you know, just tell Kim what to do and she'll do it. I'm not saying she did that before. I don't know. But that's what it seems like. You know, Kim came out. Like, I don't really know why Kanye is making this all public. I want to handle this privately. You know, because at the end of the day, North probably sees stuff. Okay? Especially if she's on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, Mason is. Penelope is. So, and those are Courtney's kids. So, you know, I don't really know what Kanye thinks. I think it really went bad. Like, I think Kim really was over it once Kanye decided, you know, he had his little Kanye presidential thing, which I never took serious. Some people really actually did. But, you know, he came out saying how Kim almost didn't decide to have North and, you know, had this whole breakdown about I almost killed my daughter. But, you know, that to me was very, very personal that he should have never talked about, especially to his fans and especially to people who want to, you know, who are preying on his downfall. I don't think we needed to know that. I really don't. I think there's a lot of stuff he puts out there that we don't need to know. And, you know, most recently, Billie Eilish had, you know, she went viral because she stopped her concert to make sure her people were good, her fans. All right, there was somebody who needed, or a couple people who needed inhalers. She stopped the show and she said, I'm not going on until I make sure they're okay. Now, for some reason, Travis Scott got added into that. Because if you don't know, Travis Scott had his Astro Fest or Astro World, whatever. He had a concert, a festival, and a lot of people, too many died. Not a lot, but too many, okay? And, you know, some people felt it wasn't his fault. You know, if you go to his concert, you should know. But there was a nine-year-old who died, all right? Obviously, to me, at least in my head, he has some blame because you got to prepare for this stuff, all right? Now, I don't know if he didn't have a lot of medics, because when I went to Rolling Loud in 2019, there was a med tent, and they were on it, all right? They were walking around the festival, you know, all day. If they saw somebody, you know, throwing up or not walking straight or whatever the case may be, they took them to the tent and didn't let them leave till they were good, all right? I had an incident where a girl I met up with there, she ended up in the medic tent, and they had to knock her out so that she could sober up, all right? So, you know, I don't know what was going on. I know that they say that it was over capacity. You know, and I saw many, many videos, many, 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 many videos where people were yelling, okay, yelling at the medics that were standing by, yelling at Travis if they were close enough to the stage. You know, there were people chanting, like, stop the show. And you would see videos where he said, I'm not stopping no show. Who's that? You know, there were people going up to the light guys talking about, you need to have Travis stop this show. There's people dying. There's people who can't breathe. So, to me, Travis does have blame. But You know, I'm not saying, I don't know if his career should be over, but I do think he's got to either. Now, listen, I never understood the point of mosh pits. When I was at Rolling Loud, I got stuck in like the outskirts of one. Not fun. Not fun. Never understood it. Never understood why people wanted to get pushed around and push people and whatever the case may be. Because the music that they were listening to, I mean, I guess Travis is rage music, but you don't want to just dance and listen to some music. Like, why do we got to push people? All right. You know, I never understood it. So to me, Travis does have some blame. But Billy said this, and then all of a sudden Kanye comes out like, oh, you need to apologize to Travis. Now, to me, that's a guilty conscience, because who said anything about Travis? If you see the video, Billy said absolutely nothing about Travis. All she said is, I'm making sure my fans are good before I continue the show. Okay, that's all it takes. Now, she can only do so much. And I'm not saying Travis can control all those people, because he can't. But he did not care. It was blatant. Nobody cared. All right? So, I don't know. But I don't think Kanye is in the right state of mind. I don't know what he... What do you think? Billy's going to apologize for what? What are you even bringing Travis into this situation for? So, I don't really know. I just think, I don't know. To me, this isn't good for Kanye. I mean, I think he thinks any publicity is good publicity. I don't. You know, he got into it with Pete Davidson because there's a rumor that him and Kim are dating. And, you know, so be it. Kim can do whatever she wants. They're not together. All right, they're not fully divorced yet, but so what? I don't know. To me, if they're... whatever. If Kim wants to have some fun, let her have some fun. Kanye sure enough is. Kim wasn't even doing anything to the extent that Kanye is with Julia Fox. All right? They're taking all these photo shoots, looking exactly like photo shoots that Kim and Kanye did. All right? And then Julia goes on this podcast talking about, Kim's my muse, this and this and that. I think I'm Kanye's muse. But then, you know, he's on Instagram posting, God bring our family back together. I hope either Kanye gets himself together and they can get back together and it's a good, healthy relationship, or they really do need to get divorced. And I think Kanye really does need help. I'm not saying he's out here doing any drugs or anything or whatever the case may be, but I don't think he's around. I don't think he necessarily cares right now about his well-being. I could be 100% wrong, but it just doesn't seem like it. And if this is all, because it wouldn't be surprising if it was, if this is all for, you know, PR and his album and just for Kim to get more clout or whatever, even though I don't think she would want this for her kids. I don't. I just think Kanye's got to do better. Something's got to happen. I don't think it's fair for Kanye to want North to be off TikTok. She's a kid. She's doing what she wants to do. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, he tried to say because he wasn't invited to Chicago's birthday. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If we're not on good terms, we're barely even speaking. You're barely around the kids. Why am I going to extend an invitation or make sure you're at the party? Maybe not the extended invitation. I'll extend an invitation. But why would I double, triple check that you're there when you haven't even been around like that? When you're out here with a girl partying, whatever. You're doing your album. She said it in her post. She's the main caregiver of the kids, and I believe her. So, you know, I just think it's messy. I don't think it's good for any of the kids in the family. I don't know what Kanye wants. I guess he wants to be back with Kim, but it's just like you can't do this and then just think she's gonna be cool, you know, and you guys are gonna be back in love or whatever the case may be, because not for nothing. Now, I do feel a way. You know, Kim's recent photo shoot, I don't like. I just feel she does. There's something not right about the types of photo shoots she does. Either she doesn't give credit where it's due, or, you know, because people, it's happened with Chloe, it's happened with Kim. People will see them do something and think they invented it or they made it popular when it's been around much, much before them. Now, I know that's not their fault, but they also don't come out and say, oh, it's this. Like, Chloe tried to say her braids were from a girl from Baywatch. Like, no, Chloe, they weren't. And I feel a way towards, you know, white people wearing certain hairstyles anyway. But that's a whole different conversation. Some people don't. Some people just think their hairstyles. Everybody has the right to their own opinion, you know. But that doesn't mean I have to listen to it. All right? Doesn't mean you have to listen to mine either. But yeah, I just think it's going to get really ugly. I also feel like we shouldn't know as much as we do. But yeah, I mean, paparazzi and you know, media being up in celebrities' lives and personal business, they're not going anywhere. Paparazzi make a lot of money off of, you know, really not good things. I don't even know how they do it necessarily, because how do you sit there and want to be in people's faces, especially when you know they don't like you? Like, look at Tobey Maguire. He can't stand the paparazzi. I wouldn't either. All those bright lights trying to drive away, and you can't, because if you do, you might hit somebody and now you're the bad guy. No, I'm good. Like, even Kanye himself don't like paparazzi, but I don't know. I think it's a lot, and I think we shouldn't know any of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I know they was keeping up with the Kardashians, but, you know, that was what they wanted to put out. We didn't know every single thing. And we're not even going to get into Khloe and Tristan. I think Khloe, I don't agree with the way Khloe acted towards Jordan Woods. I don't agree with Khloe doing all that to Jordan, and he's still going to take him back, and now he had a baby on it, a couple of them, actually. So, what is that? But yeah, you know, I just hope for the kids' sake that things turn out okay. You know, because at the end of the day, they're all going to grow up and probably see this. Or the kids at their school, you know, who knows? I don't know. But it's just very messy. It's very messy. But yeah, I just wanted to add my little two cents into that. Yeah. If you have anything, any shout outs, any music requests, anything you want to do, call me up. 518-828-0290. Let me know. And if you want to message me on my social media instead, my Instagram is slap.ofreality. And my Facebook is Slap of Reality with Janessa Hope Mackey. Let me know what's up. Correct me if I'm wrong on a few things. No matter what it be about. You know? Put me onto a song. Shout somebody out. But let's get back into this music, okay? Now, I may be wrong, but not a lot of good music's coming out. Let me correct that. Because I do believe that every artist makes good music, at least in their own way, you know what I'm saying? But to me, I haven't seen some good albums coming out. Good songs, but good albums, full good albums, I've been missing, I think. I'm either missing them or they're not coming out. One or the other. But yeah. Now, I want to play a few new songs. So, for those who don't know, Masego, he's a great artist. Great artist. Absolutely great. Masego. Get into it. Check him out. It's funny. I found a song on TikTok. Peanut hates when I say that. I used to say a lot of songs were TikTok songs. Only because they were. Not saying they got, you know, they were created on TikTok or whatever the case may be. But they blew up on TikTok. And a lot of songs I was finding out through TikTok. And I don't see anything wrong with that. But I did find this song through an ad on TikTok. It's called Yams. I love the song. I love it. Absolutely. So we're going to get into that. Then we're going to get into some Lucky Day. Lucky Day is another absolute phenomenal artist. I love his voice. I love his music type. So yeah. Then we're going to get into some Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby. You know, I do have my opinions about her and her husband. But at the end of the day, she's making way more money than I am. She don't care what I say. You know? So, it is what it is. But let's get into the song. Yams by Masego and Devin Morrison. Get into it. Vibe out to it. Because you know I will be. Let's go. You hear that? I know you do. Get into it.
Question.
Can I get to the yams? Sweet yams. Show me the way. Cause I got bills to pay. Can I get to the yams? Sweet yams. Show me the way. Cause I got bills to pay.
I ain't trying to be broke, but the rest of my trying to get my bankrolls full, no matter the price. So I got a few shots, gotta make my layup. Gotta get my pills down, y'all better pay up. Cause I moved to LA to get away from all the Sam. So tell me how can I get to the yams? Sweet yams. Show me the way.
Show me.
In the loop for life.
On the line.
Told myself I wouldn't start my day online. From that shape and how they move. But is it just a distraction? Oh, it drives my soul divine.
Them yams got soul.
Ain't built for the player life. Can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side.
Want a baby and a tribe.
Enemies, enemies, enemies. Calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, and a piece of the pie.
Listen.
Yams are all I know. But is it just a distraction? Or what drives myself to divine?
By Masego and Devin Morrison. Absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to get back into the Kanye thing. Shout out my brother. Shout out, my brother. Okay, so he says he agrees with the Tristan and Chloe thing. I do think she owes Jordan an apology. I agree. And he brought up a very, very valid fact. But you know what? Jordan has the relationship Chloe wishes she had. So I guess it all worked out. And sure enough, it did, because Jordan dates. You know, his name is slipping my mind. It's slipping my mind. But he's on the Timberwolves. It's not Tristan something. I can't think of it. But the relationship is great. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I do think, you know, karma has a weird way of working. But also a beautiful way of working. So, I agree. I think Jordan has the relationship that Chloe wishes she had. And he also said in regard to the Kim and Kanye stuff, you know, it's just a mess, but I feel like Kanye was a mess when they got together. So, what did she expect? I agree. What did she expect? Because he was a mess. So, you know, it is what it is. And, brother, I got you with those songs. I'll play both. I just got to find them. And I got you. But, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that, you know, karma has a weird way of working. And I think Kim was trying to ignore it just for the better of the kids, for her. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want to come out and say, you know, oh, you know, but, you know, he did. She did try to get him to go to a place, but, you know, he wasn't messing with that. So, you know, at the end of the day, they all have a lot of money that I don't. And at the end of the day, I think all of this proves that they're just human. And they all have their flaws, no matter how much people want to act like they don't. Yes, his name is Carl Towns. Carl Towns. There it is. There it is. Shout out my brother. I love you. Yes. Shout out my brother. His birthday actually just passed. It was the 8th. Shout out him. But yeah, we're going to get into one throwback song, and then I'm going to play his song requests, and we're going to have a great old time. Okay. Now, so before I get into that, I want to talk about this one artist. I guess it's Money Long. To me, it should be Mooney Long, but what do I know? It's spelled M-U-N-I-L-O-N-G. She has a couple, again, to me, they're TikTok songs because they're blowing up on TikTok. But they're probably, you know, it's just because I probably spend way too much time on TikTok. You know, my screen time is like 8 hours, and probably majority of that is TikTok, you know. It is what it is. I'm working on it. But she has a song called Hours and Hours. I like it. But I'm not playing it because all the radios are playing it. I don't want to hear it. I like her one song, Time Machine, only because it's kind of like the way they're using it is funny on TikTok. So I'll play that. We'll get into that. But I am one of those. So like where if I hear too much of a song anywhere else, I don't like it. Like I like it, Hours and Hours. But I don't at the same time. It's just overplayed at this point. But yeah. We're going to get into this song. I really like it. Again, I was reminded of it by TikTok. Okay. Here I Am featuring Nelly and Avery Storm by Rick Ross. Okay. If you don't know, you should. If you don't know, you will after I play it. So that's off Rick Ross's Trilla album. It's great. It's great. It's a great song. So we're going to get into it. Then we're going to get into some requests, and then I got some Khalid for you. I got some Jasmine Sullivan, and we're going to have a great show. Again, if you have any song requests, inputs, topics you want to talk about, hit me up on Facebook, Slap of Reality with Janessa Holt-Mackey, Instagram, slap.ofreality, or call in 518-828-0290. Let's get into this song. Here I Am. Rick Ross featuring Nelly and Avery Storm. Get into it. Have a good time with it.
Ricky
Rose. You already know.
There's something special right here. Excuse me. Just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house too. Come on.
I got a bunch of dollars I can spend them all. sightseeing. We might be in the quadruport or the new white BM, home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State, cooking like home ec for financial aid. I held her down, she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime my finance is straight. I even opened up the door to the financial states. She used to fight with her mom till I set them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Now she knows she getting sliced, spending nights in Milan. We still blow together. Cheated on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She's from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them all on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Got me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right.
For that other one, you got the best. The previous was a test for you, now you're in the big league. A black Steinbrenner, who wouldn't want to play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he did it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I didn't get it. No, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think you're funny. And that's straight up real talk. All booth the side, she replied, I like to do the wild thing. Took place at my place, not my place, it's her place, yeah.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman. Here I am.
Mo' better, mo' cheddar. Knock the man off your clothesline sweater. Get a gorilla. Chauffeurs, I went and got more killers. I rock when it's like fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous. But you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels, not for amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy. Job like Roxy, spark that broccoli. Walk quite Aki, that means sexy. I will save you if you let me. Fly with me, get is mean. A lot of alphabets, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches. We show stoppers, just watch it.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman. Here I am.
Yes. Here I am. Featuring Nelly and Avery Storm by Rick Ross. Now, I'm going to set it clear. It should be common sense. I do not agree with cheating. I do not agree to timing. Don't agree with it. Now, it should be common sense, but let me tell you, there are many women who don't agree. They feel, you know, oh, as long as I don't know, you can cheat. What? What? What do you mean, as long as you don't know? He could. What are you talking about? That's even worse. You know, some people really stress me out. I will never understand the mindset of, oh, I'm the main girl. He can have side girls as long as I don't know, but I'm the main one he comes home to at night. Nope, sorry. You could stay over there, wherever they're at. You don't need to. Nope, I'm good. As soon as there's evidence or even a trinkling of there being somebody else, I'm out. I'm gone. Sorry. No. Now, it took me a while, meaning I was very much naive in my previous relationship, okay? I thought, you know, on and off was just a part of it. No, it ain't. Sorry. It just isn't. Listen, if you want to be okay with being not the only one, that's you. It ain't going to be me, never will. And it better not be no, oh, he can, oh, he's doing it, I just don't know. Listen, if anybody tries to hit me up, girl, I'm coming to you as a woman, because let me save you right there. I don't need nothing else. That's it. All right? That's it. Sorry, I can't deal with that. What? And how he said in the song, I cheated on her, but we're still together. No, you can give me money. You can give me money. You can give me all you want, but we are not going to be together. I will gladly take that as a gift, as a departure gift, But we are not, there is no getting back together. No. 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 For both sides. Women shouldn't cheat. Men shouldn't cheat. If you want to cheat, break up. And I don't want to hear, oh, I was drunk. Because you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And if you're too drunk, you won't be doing none of that. And if you don't get drunk and want your person, what's that? That's weird. You know, I just had to say it because some of these songs glorifying cheating, glorifying having, you know, a side man or a side woman, glorifying like, oh, you know, I did cheat, but I got her new bags, I got her a house, I got her new... Nope, sorry, you can give me all of that. But we are not together, sir. And if you think you giving me that is a way for us to be together, sorry, you got me mistaken. Very much so. When I was at UAlbany, shout out my brother, because we... big shout out to my brother, because, you know, we ended up going to UAlbany, and that's how we really got close as we did, and I'm so grateful and thankful for that. But when I was there, these girls were going dumb over a guy who would not, they didn't care who they were getting it from. You know, they would have a good girl, or, you know, so it seemed. But the next one they saw that looked, you know, good as her, they were on it. And I just, it couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. You know, there's a real big stigma around UAlbany, like, oh, if your girl goes to UAlbany, that's no longer your girl. I disagree. I highly disagree. But I also know why they're saying that, because let me tell you, there were people bugging out here, girls and guys. But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to make that clear because it should be common sense. But let me tell you, common sense? Very hard to come by, all right? It is. It really is. Especially when you got people living for Facebook and Instagram and likes and stuff. No. No. So, for those who don't know, you should. I mean, it is. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. All right? I love Valentine's Day. I love love. I love love. I love it. You know, but it is a Monday. Me and Pina going to work. That's why we're doing some strawberries today. Gonna hang out. You know what I'm saying? But these next two requests are in honor of that. And we're gonna get into it, okay? Lovers and Friends, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. Now, and if you don't know, you should. Because it's a classic. It's an absolute classic. Shout out my brother for requesting it. But you are really living under... I'm sorry, but you're really living under a rock if you don't know it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get right into it. And if you don't know, you will. So... let me see if this is the right one, though, because I thought that it had... oh, you right. Yup. Just give me 1 second. Actually, we'll play the other one first. So let's get into it. This is Part 2, On the Run, featuring Beyonce by Jay-Z. We should really know these songs. But like I said, I'm glad to put people on. All right, let's get into it. In honor of Valentine's Day... I'm going to play a few songs after that in regard to love, because let me tell you, I love love. I do. When I was younger, favorite books were teen romance. They kind of still are, but you know, they've updated. But let me stop talking. Let's get into this song. Shout out my brother. Part 2, On the Run, featuring Beyonce. Get into it. Enjoy it. Because you know, I will be. Get into it. It's coming. If you really don't know this song, you should. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been together forever. If you don't listen to Jay-Z or Beyonce, sorry to hear that. But you really should be. We're having a few technical difficulties, so just bear with me. Let's see. Here it comes. Enjoy it. Vibe out. Part 2, On the Run, featuring Beyonce. By Jay-Z.
Who wants the perfect love story anyway? Anyway. Cliche. Who wants that hero love that saves the day? Anyway. Cliche. What about the bad guy goes good? Yeah. An innocent love, I misunderstood. Yeah. Like our glass, toast to cliches in the dark past. Toast to cliches in the dark past.
Ray-Bans on, police in sight. Oh, what a beautiful death. Let's both wear white. If you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L's. She fell in love with the